This is The Benefits of Downtime, written and read by McKay's Girl, for the prompt Rodney Gets Drafted to Make Sure John Takes Some Downtime, given to me by Yarn Addict. This is a John and Rodney story, rated PG-13. Rodney walked into the infirmary looking for Dr. Beckett so he could get a Band-Aid for his paper cut. Carson popped out from behind the curtain around Shepard's bed. The colonel had gotten injured on the previous day's mission and spent the night driving the nursing staff crazy. "Rodney," Carson said, hooking an arm around Rodney's shoulders, "you're just the person I've been looking for." Rodney ignored his comment, shrugging out from under his arm. He pulled his fingertip out of his mouth and showed Beckett his wound. "Carson, does this look infected to you?" Carson rolled his eyes. "Rodney, it's just a bloody scratch. I'll wash it out and put a bandage on it if it makes you happy." As he wrapped Rodney's cut, he said, "The colonel needs some downtime. We had quite the scare with him yesterday." "So? Put him on medical stand-down for a few days," Rodney suggested. "That's not the problem," Carson explained. "The problem is getting him to follow orders. He needs to do something relaxing, or the poor lad is going to have a breakdown."
"And you're telling me this because..."
"Because you're his friend. Maybe you could take him out and get him to do something fun."
Rodney stared at Carson in disbelief.
"Hi, I'm Dr. Rodney McKay. Have you met me?"
"Rodney," Carson said, exasperated.
"Look, Carson, I don't know if it's escaped your attention, but I'm a very busy man. Besides, I don't have the slightest idea what the colonel would consider fun," Rodney hissed.
"Think of something," Carson ordered, shoving Rodney toward the curtain. "I'll be signing his release forms." Rodney scowled at Carson before ducking behind the curtain. Inside was a very pissed-off-looking colonel.
"What do you want?" Shepard snapped.
"Well, hello to you too, Mr. Grumpy Pants."
"That's Colonel Grumpy Pants," Shepard retorted. "What are you doing here?"
Rodney crossed his arms over his chest, mimicking John's posture. "I've been assigned the exciting task of entertaining you," he revealed.
"Rodney," John growled, "I don't need a babysitter."
"Far be it from me to contradict you, Colonel," Rodney began. Shepard snorted. "But," he continued, "you really do have a hard time relaxing."
"And you are just a paragon of relaxation," Shepard quipped.
Rodney tilted his chin up defiantly.
"I can relax."
"Uh-huh.
I'll show you," Rodney exclaimed, wagging a finger at Shepard. "When I get through with you, you'll be so relaxed you won't even know what day it is."
Shepard raised an eyebrow. "Is that a threat or a promise?"
4 hours later, John was sprawled out naked on Rodney's bed in a post-coital haze.
"Jesus Christ, Rodney, that was fucking amazing. Remind me not to insult your endurance the next time we're running for our lives."
Rodney smiled smugly. The end.